This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Hage Ani. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the remarkable growth in northeastern states through improved connectivity, digital inclusion and investment in infrastructure. Mr. Modi today shared an article, Northeast is becoming a key enabler of Viksit Bharat vision, written by Union Minister Jyotiraditya Scindia on social media platform X. The Prime Minister also lauded the Ashtalakshmi Mahotsav, celebrating the Northeast's vibrant textile sector, tourism opportunities and traditional craftsmanship. The three-day Ashtalakshmi Mahotsav being conducted at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi aims to showcase the beauty, diversity and promise of the eight states of the region, which include Assam, Arunachal Pradesh, Meghalaya, Manipur, Nagaland, Mizoram, Tripura and Sikkim. Over 250 artisans are displaying unique handicrafts, handilooms and agri-horti products, including 34 GI-tagged items in the festival. It will conclude today. The Indian Army's Trishakti sappers from the Eastern Command have developed the Advanced Flood Monitoring System. This innovation enhances disaster preparedness, enabling swift responses to protect troops and civilians. Recognized for its potential, the AFMS underscores the Indian Army's dedication to leveraging technology for community safety. It integrates a microcontroller, UV sensor and GSM module utilizing the sonar principle to issue early SMS alerts. Chief Minister Pema Khandu today recalled General Bipin Rawat, India's first Chief of Defence Staff, on his Punya Tithi. In a social media post, Khandu wrote, "He was a great friend of Arunachal Pradesh and one of the finest soldiers of our time. General Rawat transformed country's military strategy and strengthened global defence partnership. His visionary leadership and enduring legacy continue to inspire." Deputy Chief Minister Chonamin, along with advisor to Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, H.K. Paliwal, held a significant meeting with the chairman and managing directors of CPSUs, NHPC Limited, NEPCO Limited, SJVN Limited and THDCIL at Arunachal House, New Delhi yesterday. The meeting reviewed strategic discussions to expedite the implementation of 13 hydropower projects, the MOU of which was signed last year. The meeting also reviewed the progress of ongoing projects and discussed areas where faster implementation is needed to ensure that the people of Arunachal Pradesh benefit from these projects through improved connectivity, employment generation, sustainable power supply and enhanced infrastructure. The meeting was attended by PCCF P. Subramaniam, Commissioner Hyderabad Sonam Chombe and others. The 11th edition of Chief Minister's Sub-Veteran and Veteran State Badminton Championship came to a grand conclusion in Tezu on Friday, highlighting remarkable performances by players from across Arunachal. The championship, held in various categories, brought together a total of 303 seasoned athletes and new talents, reflecting the growing enthusiasm for badminton in the state. Speaking on the occasion, local MLA Mahesh Chai underscored the significance of nurturing sportsmanship and encouraged the youth to embrace sports as a means to stay fit. Thanking all the participants for being a part of the tournament in his hometown, Chai said, "The championship serves not only as a platform for veterans to exhibit their talent, but also inspires younger generations to pursue sports with dedication." In men's Asia Cup Under-19 cricket, Bangladesh has set a target of 199 runs for India in the title clash in Dubai. Earlier, India won the toss and opted to field. India Under-19 is being led by Mohammad Aman, while Bangladesh is being led by Azizul Hakim Tamim. India, who had won the title for a record 8 times, will be gunning for their 9th title win today. The Department of Social Work, Rajiv Gandhi University, organized a workshop themed Gender-Based Violence, a 2-day workshop for counselors, practitioners and student youth in Arunachal Pradesh on December 3 and 4 last. The workshop contributes to 16 days of activism against gender-based violence observed from November 25th to December 10th. The workshop training was conducted for the counselors, staff and practitioners working on gender violence at Papumbari district of Arunachal Pradesh. The Department of Women and Child Development, Arunachal Pradesh, One Stop Center, Papumbari District, the Arunachal Pradesh Women Welfare Society and Kripa Foundation, Lekki Village participated in the workshop. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.